Alrighty. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnei, you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. I'm very excited for this kōrero. We're going to get into it right now. We've got a very special guest on the line, Morena Sharman Yazdani.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am tired. How are you?
Yeah, good. You've had a big few days, a big weekend at Show Me Shorts, premiering your new short film, Frozen, My Eggs and Me. How did it all go over the weekend?
That's right. Yeah, it was incredible. We had the premiere on Saturday, a sold out premiere at Show Me Shorts, and then an encore screening on Sunday, which was just as packed, which was insane. Really well received. Had some great conversations, great chats with people in the audience after the screenings, and yeah, it seemed the film really resonated with a lot of people, which is cool. And then the release on Monday online.
So cool. So exciting for you, and such a beautiful short film. I've been lucky enough to have a watch, and it's just amazing how this quite personal story, you know, these conversations surrounding fertility are so, they're so widely felt but not often talked about, eh?
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to explore this topic, because I'd entered a stage in my life where I was having a lot of conversations around fertility, but I wasn't seeing experiences like my own reflected on screen and in media, and especially through an immigrant lens. So I wanted to make something that honored those perspectives, and this film is a celebration of that.
For sure. I mean, everyone's got a sort of different perspective and relationship with their own fertility and journey about figuring out whether you want to have kids or not. But you have quite a unique perspective, and you talk about it a lot in the film. You were born in Iran, raised in Ototahi Christchurch. Talk to us a little bit about how that's shaped your perspective on things.
How has it shaped my perspective on things? Well, there are just so many factors to consider beyond, I guess, the obvious. I think when as an immigrant, there's just added layers of questions and maybe sort of intergenerational traumas, let's say, that cause us to maybe pause a bit more sometimes when factoring in these sorts of decisions. And then also there's the obvious concerns that we all have today about around environmental factors and economic factors and all these things. And then there's sort of the intersectional layer of the intersectional aspect of being an immigrant on top of that. So it explores all of these layers.
Yeah, and for anyone who hasn't seen the film yet, the story sort of follows your decision whether or not you're going to freeze your eggs, which is a long and layered journey to fit into a 13-minute short film. But I think you do a beautiful job, and it's almost as though you get so invested in the conversations and the kōrero amongst you and your friends and whānau that the outcome of the decision isn't even necessarily the main point of the film anymore. It's just so many great perspectives in there, eh?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not an easy question to answer. It reveals itself to be, without giving too many spoilers away, it reveals itself to not be so black and white. And it, if anything, is more an exploration of why is it that I haven't done it yet?
Yeah, I was thinking before about some of the beautiful things that were said, and I don't want to give the spoilers away, but I did really love when one of your friends who you zoomed in with, who was also from Iran, how she said, there's so many different ways you can give birth in this life. And I just thought that was such a beautiful perspective on anyone who's toying with that conversation or that decision making. You know, like there's so many different ways you can look at what it means to be a parent and be a part of raising the next generation.
Yes, very profound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that line really resonated with a lot of people. And I'm glad it resonated with you as well. It's very bittersweet to hear, hear so many people connecting with the story. Very bittersweet.
But I mean, I'm sure there were so many people who just felt so seen by this. Tell me a little bit about the process of making the film, and what that involved for you. Yeah, the sort of process of filming and who was involved in all of that.
Yeah, the process, it was an interesting process making a film and a big life decision at the same time, or attempting to do both of those things at the same time. And it's only now that through coming out of it that it's starting to feel a bit more real, because in the moment, in some ways the priority is like just ensuring that there's just so many things, so many considerations to juggle, right, in terms of doing justice to the conversation, and ensuring that throughout that process I'm sort of divorcing myself of any ego, and just trying to, do justice to the conversation and to the question. It involved returning to Otatahi. I'm currently based in Tamaki Makaurau, and I returned to Otatahi and worked with an all, Christchurch-based crew, mostly all male crew, which was interesting
Ah, interesting.
for this project. And then, came back to Tamaki to edit the film, also with my editing collaborator, who also happens to be a man, Alexander Gandar. Shout out to him, who he was incredible throughout the process and a brilliant collaborator, and really just understood what I was trying to say, which was I felt very seen in that process. So I'm very grateful to him.
And I'm probably quite a rewarding experience for all of the men on your team involved as well, because it's often these conversations around to have or not to have children. I mean, I guess everyone's sort of having them, but it's particularly more common amongst circles of female friends and those who can have children, as opposed to bringing it out into the open with, teams with lots of men on the team and stuff.
And actually, two of the men on the team have children.
Right, okay.
So that was, they had, their own experiences that they brought to the table in that way.
Beautiful. For people who miss the Show Me Shorts premiere but want to watch the film, it's available online, is that right?
That is right. It is available on RNZ, Māori Plus, and Day One's on platform. And YouTube channel.
I can't recommend it enough. 13 minutes of your time, not wasted at all. It's so special, and it's amazing the short film format, how much can be fit into such a short amount of time, eh?
Oh my goodness. Yes, it's so much time goes into making that 13 minutes really shine, but it's very rewarding to be able to say so much in so little time.
Well, thank you so much, Shaman, for making the time for a corridor with us this morning. So beautiful to learn more about your story and the story you're telling with this film. Everyone can head to RNZ, Māori Plus, as well as the Day One Shorts platforms to watch this. It's called Frozen, My Eggs and Me, and it's a beautiful story. Thank you, Shaman.
Thank you so much, Rosetta. I've really enjoyed speaking with you.
Oh, great. Have an awesome
Thank
day.
you.
Talk
You
to you
too.
soon.